I'm just waiting on Iris. Iris is speaking to all of her cousins. We're all kin, aren't we, Iris? All kin. So. Yeah. You know what's going to happen to your children now, don't you? Your children's going to be Alabama fans. All right, let's get back focused. Here we go. Hey, VBS workers, VBS starts Sunday night, okay? Yeah. So please pick up your T-shirts after service next door to the social hall, all right? VBS workers, everybody get that? Okay, good deal. How many know that Saturday week is our 250th anniversary of our nation, right? So we are blessed and so thankful for that. So make sure in all the busyness and vacation time that there is time to thank the Lord. And if you went and saw the Great Awakening, the movie, and all you saw in there were Benjamin Franklin at the Continental Congress as he was, they couldn't come together and make a decision. He finally at the end got up to speak and said, basically, when we were trying to become a nation, we were dependent on God. Now that we are a nation, we can't get anything done because we're trying to do it on our own. Unless the Lord builds the house, the laborers labor in vain. And he recommended that they began praying and then tried to move forward. And when they did that, it's amazing what happened, wasn't it? And you know, that's a true part of history, that prayer makes the difference. So please make sure that you take time to pray and thank the Lord for the liberty that we have in this nation. And God has blessed us, and we are blessed. So looking at a series called God Never Gives Up on You, and He Never Gives Up on Me, it's about Jacob. So I had lunch today. We don't hear a testimony, not this Sunday. You'll hear a testimony Sunday, but the following Sunday you'll hear another testimony. And had lunch with a couple today, and the husband's going to share a testimony next Sunday. But in their talking, they were talking about how the series on Jacob has paralleled what they've been going through and helping them through this season, and had a mighty breakthrough anyway. I'm not going to share the testimony. I'll share a little bit of it in just a minute, but not take any thunder. But I'm thankful that God never gives up on us. He is faithful. Our faithfulness has to be developed, matured, is tested. His faithfulness, there's no test to it. He is faithful. He is faithful. So tonight we're going to, simple title, Laban is who we're going to talk about tonight. Go ahead, Jared. Laban. Everybody say Laban. Yeah. So here we go. Let's stand together. Genesis 30, verse number 25. And as we start, we'll read two verses of Scripture. After Rachel gave birth to Joseph, this is in the 14th year of Jacob's journey to find a wife. You know the story, 7 years he worked for Rachel. He ended up with Leah. Then after this week wedding, his honeymoon, the next week he had I don't know how the man held up, another wedding and another honeymoon. And then he worked 7 more years. So it was 7 years. And finally, Rachel is pregnant, has Joseph. And she names him Joseph. And the name Joseph means to add to. And so she finally, after 7 years, now Leah has already had 6 children in that time, and Rachel's finally had one. But Rachel named him Joseph, said, may the Lord add to. She's already believing for another. That's faith. That's how we should be. She's prayed and prayed and prayed, and God answers her prayer, opens her womb after 7 years, and she names her child, I'm ready for another now. Thank you, God, for this one. I'm ready for another. Faith for another one. Okay, after Rachel gave birth to Joseph, Jacob said to Laban, send me on my way so I can go back to my own homeland. Verse number 26, give me my wives and children, for whom I've served you, and I will go on my way. You know how much work I've done for you. Put your hand on the Word of God, and let's pray. Father, I thank you for your Word. Thank you for the sweetness of your presence to worship. Lord, I thank you for your healing power at work to touch and heal. And I thank you, Lord, for your grace at work, oh God, right now to help us grow. And Lord, we're here to hear from you. Lord, I've studied, but Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to speak through me and speak what you would say to these people tonight. I thank you for the preparation, but I thank you also for the prompting of your Spirit, the anointing, oh God. So Lord, we are here to receive from you tonight and receive, oh God, and grow in you. And I thank you for that in Christ's name. Put your hand on your heart or hold your word and let's repeat together. Lord Jesus, speak to my heart, change my life. In your precious name I pray, amen. You may be seated. Laban. So Laban is Jacob's Old Testament thorn in the flesh. Paul had his thorn in the flesh, and we wonder what it was, and there's all kind of speculation. Let me tell you, there's no doubt what Jacob's thorn in the flesh is, and his thorn in the flesh is Laban, his father-in-law. Laban's demanding and deceptive and manipulative on top of that. He's the guy that's got a card up his sleeve and his fingers crossed behind his back. When you talk to him, you know he's lying. That's it. He's going to get you. That's what he's going to do. And so this is Laban, and Laban has been put in Jacob's life for a purpose. Now, I wish somebody had preached this message to me when I was young in my faith. I had to learn it on my own. But I want to tell you what, the Laban in your life is a gift from God. Jacob could have never have become Israel without a Laban. Jacob would have stayed Jacob, a deceiver, until he reaped what he had sown. He got a taste of his own medicine, and he got into a place he could not get out of without God. And so I tell you, as bad as I hate to say it, Labans are a gift from God. They might not seem like it, but it's what we choose to do with it. So Laban's, he's all about himself. And he's going to get the best of you somehow. He might do for you, but you don't know the angle that he's using right now until he's got you. Then when he's got you, I should have known that. I should have saw that coming. Because that's just Laban. But Laban's is used by God for Jacob. I don't know who it is, and yet I hope it's not your spouse, by the way, but it may be your boss or your in-laws or your outlaws, or it might be you just fill in the blank or your neighbor. It's the fact of there's people like this. Jacob has worked for Laban 14 years now. It's at the end of it. Joseph's born. When he's weaned, they're going to head back home because the 14th year's up. 5,110 days. How many of you know when you count the hours to retirement, you've hated your job 122,640 hours? Jacob's been counting them down. And now it's coming down to that 40th hour on his 122,640 hours of Laban, and he's ready to clock out and move on. It's time. He's paid his debt, and it's time to get Laban in the rearview mirror. I don't know if you've ever felt that way or not. I'm ready for the new season. Let it begin today, God. When I finally got a revelation of the fact that 430 years later to the day God brought Israel out of Egypt, it was literally 430 years to the day that Jacob and his sons went down to Egypt. But it was to the day, and something unusual happened, and God declared it a new year. He declared, all right, it's time to come out. It's a new year. How many of you know God can determine and declare a new year at any time for you? I don't know about you, I've been waiting sometimes in my life. Lord, let it become, and I'm ready for a new year, a new season. And so Jacob tells Laban he's leaving, but Laban makes him an offer and basically says, stay and manage my flocks. I preached this Sunday morning, and you name the price and I'll pay it. And so remember, Jacob, though, has had a dream. That was Sunday morning's message. Had not been for the dream, the insight, the revelation, he would have been on the road. But instead, he makes a deal with Laban. Why? because he has a revelation. And so here we go. Genesis 31, verse number 11, just to recap real quick. So the angel of God said to me in the dream, Jacob, I answered, here I am. Verse number 12. And he said, look up and see that all the male goats mating with the flocks are what? There you go. For I've seen, here's the key, all that Laban has been doing to you. So what's the revelation? I preached this Sunday morning. The revelation is that Jacob has insight that Laban's flocks, without streak-spotted and speckled males, are going to produce streak-spotted and speckled because God's going to do it. That's the revelation. And the only way he gets that revelation is it's revealed by him seeking the Lord. And that's Sunday morning's message. But here's the other thing. God's saying to him, I've seen all that Laban has been doing to you, has done to you. And it's a revelation. I'm about to move in your behalf. And he has to get this by revelation. So it's called insider info in the stock market and insider trading and things like that. But he knows the stock that's about to go up, or he believes he does, the best he can tell. And he makes a deal with Laban. And what's the deal? I'll work for the streak, spotted, and speckled. Give me my commission. Don't give me wages, strictly commission. Pay me commission. So for the message, we're going to say 5% of the commission is what he works for. Because Jacob believes the commission, right now 5% is about what it's produced, a streak, spotted, and speckled, but he believes that's going to go up. He has insight, he believes, and he's willing to step out by faith and trust God. That was Sunday morning's message, and it was a good message. I'm glad for those that stepped up. Here's the thing. When God gives you a revelation, it's up to you to see how it applies in your life. When you get it, it's up to you to step out by faith on it. Remember, it will be tested. There will be resistance, but trust God, and there will be a reward. The resistance wants to frustrate you to give up, to stop, to give in, to surrender. But if you will trust God, he is faithful. So Jacob is excited. Why? They've been pinching pennies for years. They've been barely getting by. He says later on, basically, that Laban, this is Laban, Laban would have sent me away broke with nothing, empty. Literally, the word is empty-handed. If he could, Jacob said, Laban would have sent him away empty-handed. Took all he could have got out of Jacob, all the good, out of all the hard work, and then sent him away totally empty with nothing. That was Laban's plan. But how many know God is using Laban for God's plan? So if you've got a Laban in your life, it can be a season. Realize this, God is working in that to bless you and to transform you. So Jacob's going to work for 5%, basically. Commission is what Laban thinks, but Jacob is believing it's going to be way more. He's believing it's going to increase. So Jacob is excited, and Rachel and Leah are excited. And so let's say Laban's flocks are 1,000. He has 1,000 sheep and goats in his flocks, okay? So 5% of 1,000, somebody help me out, is what? Nobody knows. 50. I calculated earlier so to help y'all out and help me out. It's 55%. I believe it is. Is that right, Paul? Okay, Paul, making sure. So here's the cycle, okay? So 5%, he gets his commission that day. They separate. He has 50 streaked, spotted, and speckled sheep and goats in his flock, all right? So there's a seven-month birthing cycle, okay, for sheep. For goats, actually, and that's predominantly what Jacob has. And so, seven-month birthing cycle. So, 7 months later, he's working, he's doing all the things he can do. Remember, he peeled the branches to help with some supplements to go into water, and also gets through the 1,000 of Laban's flocks produced, and they produce 15% this time. So, what's 15% of 1,000? Y'all are good. 150. So he's got 150. All of a sudden, his flock where it began at only 50, right? Jacob's got 50. Now he's got 150. So he's got 200 together. He's all of a sudden, he has grown exponentially. He's, what, like 400%. All of a sudden, he's up. And so Jacob's there and he comes home and, man, it's been the birthing season and it's called kidding. Not kidding like I'm kidding you, but kids. The kidding time for the having of the children of the lambs. Okay? And he comes home and Jacob's whistling as he comes home and he's twirling his staff in his hand and he walks in the house and he's in a good mood and Rachel and Leah go, oh, honey, you've been out all week as having all the flocks birthing and all, and but you're in a mighty good mood for a guy that's been working all week around the clock. And he said, oh, I'm in a really good mood. I said, why is that? I said, you can't imagine. There's 150 streaked spotted and speckled just been born. And they go, what? Instead of just 50, 150 were born. Yeah. So we got 200. We have just grown exponentially. We have just grown in a tremendous way. God is blessing us. And all of a sudden, Rachel and Leah are ecstatic. They say, oh, we can start a college fund for the kids so they don't have to be shepherds. They can do something else, you know. And they're all ecstatic. And they sit down and they join hands together as a family with all the 12 kids there and the two concubines and Rachel and Leah. There's 17 in this family, by the way. They need some income, okay? And they bless the food and they're so thankful to the Lord for His blessings. And Lord, the first birthing season, just 7 months into this new business, my commission tripled. I am blessed. And they're thanking the Lord. You know, I love it when God's plan works out. And I believe Him for it and I'm getting the blessings, don't you? Okay. So when they get through and all, they enjoy that. And then Jacob rests up. He has to go back to work. And the next week he comes home because it's still birthing season and things are still going on, taking care of the flock. And he comes home and they don't even hear him whistling. He's not twirling his staff. And he comes in the door and flops down in his wore out recliner and pulls the lever on and kicks back and starts snoring. And they're going, man, poor old guy's tired. And he gets up and he starts grumbling. Where's supper at? None of you men do that, right? Praise God, you've been under my ministry a long time. I'm thankful. Rachel and Leah goes, what's wrong? Man, you were in such a good mood last week. And you go back out and you come back in. He said, what's wrong? Laban's what's wrong. Said, what do you mean? Your dad's what's wrong. That's what's wrong. And he stopped by the pasture today when I got through about to knock off. And you know what he told me? He told me I'm making more money than he is. And he cut my commission. He totally changed it. Instead of getting streaked, spotted, and speckled, he cut my commission to 1/3. All I get's the streak. And instead of having 150 new sheep and lambs, we only got 50. So instead of having a flock of 200, we only have 100. And they're all going, oh my goodness, how are we going to put our kids through college? They don't end up having to work like you are. How many know that they get the oh no's now? Oh no. What is going on? And here we go. How are we going to meet our needs? How are we going to feed the family? How are we going to take care of this? How are we going to make ends meet? What are we going to do? And how many know they start talking about how bad it is? Does anybody live in a real world? And words of worry and words of anxiousness and words of fear begin to come out. We can't feed all the kids on this. We can't feed the family. We can't make it on this. And he cut your commission 1/3. How many know that's like making $1,000 a week and then finding out you're only making $333? That's like making $100 a week or a day, whatever it is, and making $33. How many know that's a significant cut? But that's what Laban does. But the worry and the fear, and then somebody says, well, we need to pray about it. And they go, oh, Lord, help us out. You got us into this mess with this dream. You need to get us out. Then they go back to talking about, oh, how bad it is. How many of you know if we talk about how bad it is more than we pray about it, something's wrong? But how many times does this happen in life? See, we read through the story of Laban and Jacob, and we forget for 6 years, Jacob's wages were changed 10 times. Let me just give you this. He had two options. First point, trust God or worry. That's it. You can either trust God or you can worry. Because what's happened? The oh no, Laban is going to cheat me. The oh no, Laban, Lord, you gave me this dream and I believe you. But Laban is not playing fair. Laban's not agreeing to the terms. Laban's not, and it's his flocks. I don't have anything. How about the fact of trusting God? We can walk by faith or we can walk in fear. It's our choice. Jacob is looking back a little bit later on in Genesis 31:6 at these 6 years, and he says this in Genesis 31:6. You know that I worked for your father. Everybody say, with all my strength. You know what that phrase right there actually means? Take a guess. Literally. He said, your dad wore me out. Your father wore me out with all my strength. Every day, it was all I could do to get up and go another day and deal with. Has anybody ever felt that way? About going to work or going to somewhere and it's all I can do to get up and make myself go. And then come back home and get something to eat and go to bed, and you just feel like this cycle of I'm just going through this routine and it's just wearing me out. At verse number 7, the first part is what we're going to look at. Yet your father has cheated me by changing my wages 10 times. You already know that. But I want you to listen to this for just a moment. 10 times. 10 is a test. There's 10 commandments. There were 10 plagues as Israel was being taught to trust God and he'd bring them out of Egypt. There's 10 is the 10% is the testing of tithing. All through the Bible, 10 represents a test of trust. And so Jacob's in this test of trust to trust God. 10 times Laban will change his wages in just 6 years, okay? But it's a test of Jacob trusting God in spite of all that Laban is doing. So a little bit of math, and some people are not good at math, so just trust me on this. 6 years is how many months? There's 12 months in a year. 6 times 12 is 72, right? Divide 72 by 10, your wages being changed 10 times. That's 7.2 months, isn't it? Right? You know what? That's the birthing cycle for goats. So every time a birthing cycle came through, Laban changed Jacob's wages. Every time. So in fact, the scriptures tells us this, that Laban comes in and he goes, we're streaked, spotted, and speckled. But after the first birthing cycle, he comes back and says, no, only streaked for you. You're making too much. After that birthing cycle, he comes back and says, no, their birthing streak, what? It's now speckled. In fact, let's go ahead and read it. It's in Genesis 31, verse number 7 and verse number 8. Bring it up, if you would. And he said, yet your father's cheating me, changed my wages 10 times. But God, however, God has not allowed him to. The word however is but God. Next, if he said speckled ones are your wages, then all the flocks gave birth to speckled ones. So what happened? God, every time Laban cheated Jacob, God blessed Laban's call. Laban's making the call, and God said, okay, that's fine. All of a sudden, there's 150 speckled born. You know, there's 200 speckled born. And then it says this, and he said, then all the flock gave birth to speckled young. And if he said, the street ones will be your wages, what happened? Every birthing cycle of the goats and the lamb, every birthing cycle, Laban has changed that. Why? Because he's trying to get ahead of God, but he can't do it. How many know that this is a test? See, 10 is a test. 6 is the number. 6 years is the number of man. 6 is the number of man. So it's a test of our flesh. It's a test of our humanity. If we're going to rely on our human nature and get frustrated, or are we going to rely on God's spirit nature and say, you know what, you're going to work this out. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to walk this all the way out. Kyle Salone is the individual that will share a testimony, not this Sunday, but the next one. And he was just telling me today that, he told me part of it Sunday and at the end of service, but that at his work, he didn't know it, but he's our online sales and doing that for Walker Jones, but he also has computer background and things like that. And he didn't know that they were actually doing some things to see how he handled a problem. He just thought it was in the daily routine, I'm dealing with this problem, but he didn't know it. Upper management was causing the problem to see how he handled it. Is that right, Trent? Trent and him are good friends, and he was. But here's the thing, that as he handled it the right way, they were observing him, and it was a test. It was not a test to see if he's going to fail. They were looking at him for another position. And so as he handled this, it was not in his job description, but he did it anyway. Then all of a sudden, they began to realize, we need this guy in another part of our company. He didn't know that. So he's got these other things coming down that he's dealing with that's not, I don't get paid to do that. Anybody ever heard that? That's not my job. But he was doing it anyway. And listen, if you work for somebody else and you tell them that's not my job, you need to hunt another job. And a good chance you'll probably be hunting another job. But he handled it right. And what happened was they're watching to see. He doesn't know it. But it's a test. But it's a test for promotion. Do you know that actually that's what's going on with Jacob? Jacob's in a test, but it's not the test that's going to make you fall and fail and trip up. It's the test for promotion. That's what's going on. And that's what we need to realize as children of God. When we're going through the Laban season of life, most of the time, not saying all the time, it's a test for promotion in the kingdom of God. So here's some other things just go along with this. The enemy's testing to see if you'll give up, get frustrated, throw in the towel. Say, I'm tired of dealing with Laban. But the Lord is testing because he wants to bless you. He wants to see if you can hold more blessing. And the way he does that, he tests you in a good way. Not for failure, but to what? Not to reduce you, but to what? Upgrade you. He's testing you to strengthen you. It's like working out. You have some sore spots, but eventually you can what? You can handle more. You can carry more. You can do more. God's tests are like that. He's actually enlarging our territory to bless us more. So here we go. The obedience brings blessing in the kingdom of God. So Jacob's wealth foundation was established in these 6 years. His wealth foundation for his entire family was established in just 6 years of his life. And these are the 6 years. But yet Laban, 10 times, every birthing cycle is what I believe, changed his wages trying to get ahead of him, but God blessed him even more. So second thing, next point is this. God repeats the lesson until I get it. The 10 times sometimes is for me. It's not Laban trying to cheat. It's the fact that God's trying to get me to learn the lesson. Does anybody understand that? God repeats a lesson until I get it. What is the lesson? Jacob comes home the next birthing cycle, and streaked, spotted, and speckled have been the first thing. Then it's just streaked, and then Laban comes, and Jacob comes home and tells him, we had this many streaked. We're being blessed. And then the next week he comes home and Laban's shown up and said, you're no longer getting streaked. You're only getting spotted. And something tells me the spotted were the least produced that time. And Jacob comes back home and going, oh, honey, you're going to have to add more water to the ketchup, more water to the soup. You don't have to add more water to the water because we're not going to make it. But after a while, they get it. God is faithful. Somebody says, well, wait a second. Last time he changed it to streak, they produced more streak. So why wouldn't God make them produce more spotted? It's all God anyway. After a while, we begin to get the lessons as it's repeated, and we begin to pass the test. And you know what? Instead of expecting problems and the woe will be, we start expecting the blessings and the breakthroughs to come. We don't know how God's going to do it, but we know God will do it. So here's the thing. You're going to pass the test. You will come through. Why? Because our Father is faithful. And the point of the series is God never gives up on you. He's not going to give up. And also, what happened? So all the way through this, at the end of it, there's a transfer. Genesis 31, verse number 9. through the test, there's actually a transfer. And he says, so God has taken away your father's livestock and has what? Given them to me. And you know how he did it? On a commissions basis. Literally, the whole business turned around. Because Laban, every time Laban tried to cheat, when Jacob would trust God, God just increased. And he said, God has taken away. The word, if you'll look it up, means God has plundered Laban and has given it to me. I didn't have to fight the battle. I didn't have to get mad, blow up. All I had to do was trust God. And God has literally plundered Laban because he tried to cheat me. And God has given it to me. Romans 8:28 is going to come up. This is the simplest way to put this whole message. Let's read this all together. You ready? And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. How many know that God, last point, God can even use Laban for my good. God can even use Laban for my good. Romans 8:28 sums up the story of Laban the best. We know that God makes all things work together for our good. Because we're what? We love the Lord. He loves us. We're called according to his purpose. God can even use Laban for our good, to work for our good, to cause us to trust the Lord and to be blessed. It's amazing what God does. And you know what? He doesn't just do it in the Bible. He does it in real life today. He does it for us. Let's stand together. Thank you, Lord. I don't know if you have a Laban in your life right now. Or like me, you've had one and you look back and go, oh, I remember that season. But the fact is this, God even uses Labans for our good. Because all things work together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Put your hands out in front of you. Let's close with prayer. Lord, I thank you for what you have for us. I thank you, Lord, that what the enemy means for harm, Genesis 50:20, you turn it for good as we trust you. Lord, as Laban tried desperately to cheat and get ahead, but Lord, you had ordained a season, oh God, of blessing and favor. And the harder Laban tried, the more you made it work for Jacob's good. So Lord, I thank you right now that we learn to trust you. That Lord, in the ups and the downs, when we're excited because the business is good or the job is good or our bank account is good, and Lord, on the other side, when it's down, when things aren't going good, when we have issues with expenditures, Lord God, and not having enough money for the month and things like that, you are still good. The months change, they go up and down, the finances change, the bank account, but you are still good. And that we learn to trust you. We can trust you or we can worry. We can walk by faith or we can walk in fear. Lord, may we choose to trust you. And Lord, come through that season. Laban will never outdo you. Satan will never outdo our God. Our God is faithful. So Lord, I bless your people. I thank you for them today. I thank you for the encouragement, the grace, the strength, Lord, that we need for the season we're in. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Remember those VBS workers, your t-shirts. If you need prayer, I'll be up front. See you Sunday.